talking about conflict and indeed wrestling, which we were yesterday, it's one thing to wrestle with your own inner self, and it's a totally different thing to find yourself wrestling with God. Jacob, when all of his flocks and herds, his womenfolk and the children had gone on before, found himself wrestling with God. That fight can go on for a long time. It's best not to be found fighting God, because in the end, before the angel would release him, he had to touch the sinew in Jacob's thigh, and he walked forever after with a limp. God gave him something to remember that fight by. He put a marker in there and said, "Don't let's ever have to have this fight again." Our natural man is very, very strong. He's no match, though, for the Holy Spirit. It's no place to bring your fight and flee mechanism into operation when you find yourself confronted by the captain of the host. When he stands before you and you say, "Are you for us or against us?" And he says, "No." He never comes to take sides. He's not going to side with you about that person who is causing you so much grief right now. He might wrestle you to the ground over it to change your attitude, change your heart. But don't be found using the fight and flee mechanism. Don't fight him, don't run from him. Ultimately, all of this will work for your good. It may not feel good. In fact, it feels most unpleasant. But the end of the day is that another nail has gone in the coffin of that thing that is already dead, our old nature, crucified with Christ, so that we can say, "Nevertheless, I live. Not I, but Christ that lives in me." Make sure that your fight is one with yourself, until you get the upper hand over that beastie within. God bless you.